This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. And this week, President Obama redefined his administration's national security strategy in a speech that took up drone warfare and the Guantanamo detention camp. A third controversial issue largely went unmentioned by the president, the use of interrogation methods that are tantamount to torture. President Obama banned those interrogation techniques on his second day in office, but as NPR's Tom Jelton reports, the president has largely avoided the debate over whether torture, in some cases, might have produced valuable information.
It's been years since a suspected terrorist faced waterboarding, but the debate over past practices continues, thanks in part to the Senate Intelligence Committee. Investigators from that committee spent 6 years poring over millions of CIA documents relating to agency interrogations of suspected al-Qaeda members. Last December, the committee produced its report, 6,000 pages long. The conclusion? The CIA's enhanced interrogation program was a disaster. Here's Democratic Senator Mark Udall.
This program was severely flawed. It was mismanaged. The enhanced interrogation techniques were brutal. And perhaps most importantly, it did not work.
The program did not work, the committee said, in the sense that the brutal interrogations, the torture, produced no information, no leads of any use in tracking down terrorists. The report itself is classified, so the evidence for that conclusion has not been made public. And Republicans on the committee don't buy it. Saxby Chambliss is the ranking member.
We knew, for example, that members of the administration have said repeatedly that information was gleaned from individuals who were interrogated with the use of enhanced techniques. We know that's a fact.
Among those officials, John Brennan, President Obama's counterterrorism advisor in the first term, and now his CIA director. In 2007, Brennan said that while he was personally troubled by the harsh interrogations, he did think the information thus obtained had saved lives. During his confirmation hearing in February, Brennan acknowledged to Chambliss that that had been his view, but Brennan also said the documentary record uncovered by the Senate investigators gave him pause.
I must tell you, Senator, that reading this report from the committee raises serious questions about the information that I was given at the time and the impression I had at that time. Now I have to determine what the truth is. And at this point, Senator, I do not know what the truth is.
Brennan, at that point, had read only the executive summary of the Senate report. The CIA, under his direction, is now preparing an official response to the report, and former intelligence officials say the agency will directly challenge some committee conclusions without necessarily arguing that brutal interrogation methods are acceptable. In his speech last week, President Obama said the United States compromised its basic values, quote, by using torture to interrogate our enemies. But he did not say those interrogations proved useless, as Senate Democrats say, or actually produced some valuable leads, morality aside, as CIA officials have consistently argued. Benjamin Wittes, a national security fellow at the Brookings Institution, says a formal CIA rebuttal to the Senate Intelligence Committee may force Obama to choose between Senate Democrats and his own CIA.
I do think there will be a day of reckoning in which the administration has to decide, do we want to A, intervene on behalf of the committee in some way, B, intervene and protect the agency, or just kind of sit it out and let them fight it out at a lower level.
The counterterrorism effort over the last decade has involved tough decisions about whether and when ends justify means. This week, President Obama tried to resolve that question with respect to drone warfare and detention policies. He condemned torture, but the dispute between Senate Democrats and the CIA is about what works, not what's moral. And that's a more difficult question. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.
And tomorrow on Weekend Edition, Rachel Martin will get reaction on the president's drone policy with his former intelligence advisor, Admiral Dennis Blair.